Few medical providers in Indiana's Lake County know how to handle a blood disorder called sickle cell disease. A doctor from Indianapolis now visits the region a few times a year to fill the gaps. But for one woman and her daughter, that help came too late, and they had to move. Side Effects Public Media's Emily Foreman has their story.
It's 7 a.m., and Tamitra Jernigan gets ready to take her 17-year-old daughter to the hospital.
This is my big girl.
Jernigan's daughter, Tashia, has sickle cell disease, and today Tashia has her scheduled blood transfusion. It's because she had a stroke when she was 2, and the regular blood transfusions prevent her from having another one.
Oh, give me her emoji code.
Leaving the house is a heroic feat. Tashia is wheelchair bound, so Jernigan lifts her out of bed into the wheelchair, from the wheelchair to the car.
I know.
They moved to Indianapolis from Lake County about 8 months ago for Tashia's health. Jernigan has sacrificed a lot. She left behind 2 teenage daughters because of a custody battle. And Tashia almost died twice because she wasn't getting proper care.
And once we got here, doctor's appointments was just falling in our lap. And you know, I was happy because she was being neglected for so many years on her health. So I was like, I'm moving.
Jernigan says she gave up on Lake County hospitals after they didn't have blood ready for one of Tashia's scheduled transfusions. Most of the time, Jernigan took Tashia to Illinois for sickle cell treatment. A lot of families in Lake County do this because the care is so much better. But in Tashia's case, she needed specialists. Finally, her doctor in Illinois said, look, you need either move here or to Indianapolis.
She had not been hospitalized not once in 8 months we've been here. Because she was going to the hospital every month when we was up in Lake.
Jernigan cobbled together Tashia's care for nearly 15 years. She had no idea there were specialists that could help her daughter 2 hours south in Indianapolis. She said the Lake County doctors never mentioned it. Rather, the out-of-state doctors made the referral.
She never had neurologists, pulmonologists, but she never had none of this.
Tashia can't talk. She can't move. This all started when she turned 2. That's when she began having trouble breathing. Tamitra took Tashia to the ER. Things got worse. Doctors sent Tashia to an Illinois hospital.
She's like, bye, Mom. Like, bye, baby. I'll be back. Last words.
The next day, Jernigan learned that Tashia had had a stroke. She had the mentality of a newborn, and life would never be the same. Dr. Emily Meyer is Tashia's hematologist in Indianapolis now.
It's a sad case because we don't see very many kids like that anymore. That used to be kind of the norm with sickle cell. You know, they'd have a stroke and then they'd either die or they'd be horribly neurologically devastated. And we just don't see that very often.
Sickle cell treatment has gotten better over time. Now doctors start kids on medication earlier to prevent stroke. Jernigan knows things are different, but still blames herself.
I tell the doctors I wish I had came here before now. I know you shouldn't wish for things, but
She wonders if she had gotten Tashia to specialists in Indianapolis sooner, maybe her spine would be straighter, maybe she could breathe better or speak.
Look at it. She had like she'd been working all night. She's just so tired. Come on, girl.
The blood transfusion takes hours.
Keep it flowing, Tashia.
In a chilled room with PBS cartoons playing nonstop in the background.
What was she like right before the stroke?
She was a daredevil. She was like, she would try anything. I remember one time, this girl was trying to ride her little toy bike down the stairs, and I had to catch her. I was like,
Jernigan says before moving to Indianapolis, she hadn't been on a date in 9 years. Now that Tashia is in good hands with her health, Jernigan has been on 3 dates.
I said, I have a disabled child, but you better believe I'm going to make a way to see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to neglect you. But I'm not going to neglect her for you, so. But I would make time.
She's looking for a Bruce Willis type. Bruce Willis now, or Bruce Willis in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
That is my future husband.
Meanwhile, Jernigan will soon find out if surgery can help straighten her daughter's spine. After 15 years of just dealing with health issues from her daughter's stroke, Jernigan has discovered an entire world of new medical options for her daughter. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.